before the Gaur Aarti, which will take place in a few minutes. I'm very grateful to speak a few words to all of you. I thank you very much for coming on this deeply holy day of Sri Gaur Purnima. We have just recited these prayers by Vasu Ghosh, one of the very dear personal associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this song, he's revealing the heart of a true devotee and what are the qualities of one to access the mercy, the grace of the Lord. In the first line, Vasu Ghosh is expressing gratitude to the highest limits. Gratitude makes the heart receptive to knowledge and to grace. If Lord Gauranga had not appeared as the Yuga Avatar in this age of Kali, then what would have become of us? How could we have tolerated living? Who in this universe would have ever learned about the topmost limits of the loving mellows that comprise the glory of Sri Radha? The age of Kali is still at its beginning stages. We see war. We see major disasters. We see terrorism. We see even the most pious countries of the world becoming decadent with immorality. Even in the name of religion, hypocrisy, hatred, violence. With the bloodshed of animals is just common life and even considered to be culture. Where illicit sex and intoxication are normal. In most places of the world, if you do not break the four regulative principles, you're considered to be something very strange, like an outcast. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in this age of Kali, the dark age, to give the highest gift. He opened the doors to Sri Vrindavan Dham and is inviting the whole world. Kaviraj Goswami explains that he wove a garland with the holy name of Krishna and Krishna Prema, and he placed this garland around the whole world. That is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How could we live? What would happen to us if he had not descended? That is the meditation of Vasu Ghosh. And then after explaining the wonderful gifts that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given, he's instructing us He's not exactly instructing. He's appealing to us. Just try to keep your heart simple. Srila Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness is simple for the simple and complicated for the complicated. Simple really means to not have ulterior motives, to not have a selfish agenda. Simple means to be looking for and be satisfied with things that have, with what has real value. Srila Prabhupada explained, a real devotee is completely happy just having the association of devotees, the holy name, and a little prasad. And a place to rest. What more really do we need? The more we think we need, the more our life is complicated. And the more our life is complicated, the more we suffer. Because we go farther away from the needs of the heart. But in Kali Yuga, unlike other ages, in other ages, people deeply valued these simple virtues. But in Kali Yuga, we're practically brainwashed through the propaganda of people who want to exploit us, that you need a better car, you need a better house, you need a beautiful body, you need better clothes, you need better technology. And if you have one thing, then they make something slightly different and say, now you need this, that's outdated. And now you need this, and now... And we just become chronic consumers. Never satisfied. Because none of these things can touch the heart. They occupy the mind. They occupy the senses. But the heart needs God's love. The association of devotees, the holy name, a little prasad. And actually, all these things are free of cost. Now, because we're living in this world, especially in Mumbai, so yes, you have to have a job, you have to make a living just to survive, maintain families, and all these other things. But we shouldn't be looking for our happiness in that. If we are, our life will be endlessly complicated. And we think we need prestige. I need to be respected. I need to be honored. But the problem is, the more you get it, the more you need it, and the more you're frustrated because you can never get enough. Krishna explains that lust is like fire. The more you feed it, the more you needs. And the false ego is of the same nature. The more you give the false ego, the more it craves for more. It's never satisfied. And the more it gets, the more it needs to sustain its equilibrium. So this is the trap of material existence. Vasu Gopi is saying something so powerful. Just keep your heart simple. As long as you think you need these things, you have to take birth again and again and again. We may have to work. We have our occupations. We have our prescribed duties. But for our happiness, we should understand it's in these simple things. Just to be with devotees. Much chitta mad gata prana bodhyanta parasparam. Just sharing Krishna together. And chanting. If we find happiness chanting Hare Krishna, you can be happy 24 hours a day because you can do it anytime, anywhere. Right? And it doesn't cost anything. And little prasad, Krishna will always supply that. One time, Srila Prabhupada was arranging so much prasad for the poor people, but they wouldn't come. Prasad is there. And then Vasudev Ghosh explains how he's taking a very humble position. Even though I chant the holy name, somehow I still have not melted in ecstasy. How then have I maintained the burden of this body? How has the Creator fashioned this body with a stone in place of Vasugosha's heart? He's longing, he's yearning for that experience of loving Krishna. Without love of Krishna, this body is nothing but a burden. He's calling his heart a piece of stone. This is how people who love Krishna talk. Why? Because Krishna's so all-attractive. To the degree we love Krishna, we want to give Krishna more and more and more. So he's teaching us two principles which are absolutely essential to make real spiritual advancement. Simplicity and humility. And if we just have these two qualities, then we can understand and be receptive to the love of God that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give us. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, it explains how on this night the Lord appeared. In Navadvip, well, actually, Aarti's starting very soon, so. But it is explained there that Lord Krishna, he appears within this world once in a day of Brahma. That's once every 4,320,000,000 years. In his original form. In every yuga, there's a yuga avatar. And there are many lila avatars. Many incarnations. But when Krishna appears in his original form, as Shamsundar of Vrindavan, that's only once in a day of Brahma. And in that same day of Brahma, in the Kali Yuga, Krishna appears in his original form to taste the sweetness of Srimati Radharani's love. Lord Chaitanya appears in this world once every 4,320,000,000 years. That's why Prabhupada, when he would talk of Lord Chaitanya, sometimes he would say, recently he appeared. Now 500 years may not sound so recent for some of us. The United States of America has only existed about 250 years. Yes? Columbus discovered America about the same time Lord Chaitanya came. Very recent. If we consider how rare it is. And Krishna was thinking that I come in so many avatars. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata bhutanam dharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham. Again and again I come to reestablish principles of religion, to protect the pious, to annihilate the miscreants. But only in my original form of Krishna can I give the sweetest mellows of the spontaneous love of Vrindavan. Love as a servant, as a friend, as a parent, and as a lover. Krishna was thinking that people attain love of God in reverence of seeing God as the all-powerful and the almighty. Krishna reciprocates with that love. Yeyatamam prapadyante tamstataiva bhajamyaham. And you can go back to Godhead, to Vaikuntha. But Krishna is only controlled by spontaneous love that is not, according to Krishna of Vrindavan, that is not crippled by awe and reverence. And he's thinking that Yashoda Mai, she binds me with a rope and chastises me. And the cowherd boys, gopas, they climb on my shoulders and they play with me. And they say, you're not so great. We're as good as you. And the gopis, they reproach me in a sulking mood. Now, we cannot artificially do this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught that the way to achieve this is in his line to become the servant of the servant of the servant. But if we become the servant of the servant of the servant in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not by our own imaginative processes, he will personally elevate us to the love of the residents of Vrindavan. So Krishna comes as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give that love. And only in his original form can that happen. And it happened to be the same time when the Yuga Avatar was scheduled. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. And when the original personality of Godhead appears, all the other incarnations are all present within him. And this is the age of Kali. The Yuga Dharma is Nam Sankirtan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared for that purpose, to propagate the congregational chanting of the holy names, to bring us into the pastimes of Sri Vrindavan Dham. Sri Advaitacharya, he saw the condition of the people of Kali. And he was thinking that the holy name is the only hope. But only if Krishna personally comes can he give the gift of this love through chanting. Advaita was weeping. He was crying to see the condition. Although the leader of the Vaishnavas, he had his own circle of great devotees like Srivas and Haridas. And they were practically constantly doing Hari Katan, Hari Kirtan. They were happy. But seeing the vast majority of the world bereft of pure bhakti, it caused pain, the ecstasy of the pain of compassion to their hearts. He read in the Gotamiya Tantra a beautiful verse that says, Krishna is conquered by love. Krishna feels indebted to fulfill the desires of one who offers him with love and devotion a tulsi leaf and water. So he took this very seriously. And for a long time, he was spending his days offering tulsi leaves and Ganges water to Krishna, thinking, if I do this, Krishna will fulfill my desire and incarnate in this world and spread the glories of the Nam Kirtan movement. At the same time, Lord Krishna, or previous actual, Krishna wanted to understand the glory of his own devotees' love. And of all devotees, the Hladini Shakti, the original devotee, is Srimati Radharani. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Hladini Shakti Rashmat. That the absolute truth is one, but that one absolute truth accepts two forms for the purpose of loving exchange. Eternally, Radha Krishna. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. Srimati Radharani is the supreme enjoyed. She is the reservoir of love. Krishna's Vishaya, the ultimate object of love. And Sri Radha is Ashraya, the supreme abode of love. And their pastimes are eternally filled with ever-increasing happiness. But Krishna sees that the love of the devotee, especially the love of Sri Radha, is so much. The happiness she experiences, Krishna feels, is 10 million times greater than the happiness he experiences. What is it about him that makes her so happy? When Krishna plays his flute, Krishna's all-attractive beauty, it captivates everyone. Krishna wants to see what his devotee feels when he sees him, when he serves him, when he tastes. He wanted to experience what Radharani tastes, the supreme devotee, when she experiences his love. These were the internal esoteric reasons. So the Lord sent his intimate associates from Goloka Vrindavan to this world to prepare for his arrival tonight. He sent Madhavendra Puri and Ishwara Puri, Nilambar Chakravarti, Jagannath Mishra, Sachi Mata, Adwaita Prabhu, Haridas, Murari Gupta, Acharya Ratna, Nityananda Prabhu, Srivas and his brothers in all different places. And they were all there to prepare for the Lord's arrival. In a place called Srihatta lived a very great Brahmin named Upendra Mishra. And he had seven sons. The fifth of his seventh son was Jagannath Mishra. Absolutely pure in heart. In fact, he was the incarnation of Nanda Maharaj from Vrindavan. And he moved. And Nilambar Chakravarti Thakur, he had a daughter named Sachi Devi who was Yashoda Mai. And they were married. And they lived in, they moved to Navadweep. Actually, they were married there. They lived in Navadweep so that they could be close to the river Ganga. From within their hearts, the Lord induced them to want to have children. They had a daughter, beautiful daughter. But just after birth, she died. Now, those of you who are mothers, you may understand what that would feel like. They had 8 consecutive daughters, and each one died just after birth. They worshiped the Supreme Personality of Godhead for a child. And then an expansion of Lord Balaram, Nityananda Prabhu, appeared within the womb of Sachi Devi. And he was born Vishwarup, ocean of divine qualities. In the year 1485, in the month of Magh, January, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, desiring to taste the sweetness of Radha's love and distribute that to the whole world, came in that combined form, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya, and entered into the womb of Sachi Devi. Jagannath Mishra saw Sachi Devi. He said, "My wife, you are so effulgent. It appears that the goddess of fortune has come in your form. There must be a divine child in your womb. Besides that, I'm just a poor, simple Brahmin. But since your pregnancy, everywhere I go, people are bowing down to me and offering me respects and giving me gifts of paddy and jewels and cloth. This has never happened before." And Sachi Devi said, "Well, you know what I'm seeing? It's not exactly dreams, but I just see these celestial divine beings all in the sky and all around, and they're all offering obeisances to me." Jagannath Mishra said, "Well,
You know what I saw? That child, do you know how he came into your womb? I had a vision where the spiritual world, I saw the spiritual world, and it came right into my heart. And then from my heart, the spiritual world was transferred into your heart. Lord Chaitanya was not born like any earthly being. He descended by his own divine will into the heart of Jagannath's Mishra and then was transferred to the heart of Sachidevi. They were very eager. As far as I know, sannyasis aren't so expert at these subjects, but it takes about 9 months for a child to be born. 9 months passed. 10 months. 11 months. 12 months. Nothing happened. By the 13th month, Jagannath Mishra and Sachidevi were very concerned. What's happening? Why the child won't come out? So they approached Nilambar Chakravarti, who was a very, very great astrologer and a very wise, divine person. And he did the astrological calculations, and through his own intuition, he explained that this child is an extraordinary being. And he will not come out until the most auspicious moment. In the 13th month, in the month of Palgun, Kaviraj Goswami explains, it was the full moon night. And when the spotless golden moon of Gaur Chandra is about to appear in the world, what is the use of a moon with all kinds of spots on it? So thinking like this, Rahu covered the moon. Eclipse. Now, is an eclipse auspicious or inauspicious? Raise your hand if you think it's auspicious. Raise your hand if you think it's inauspicious. Raise your hand if you really don't care either way. Well, during eclipse in those days, almost everybody, devotee, not devotee, anybody, because they considered it was inauspicious, they would all go into the sea or into a river, especially Yamuna, Ganga, and they would stay inside the river, submerged, their bodies submerged through the whole eclipse. And through it all, they would loudly chant the holy names. Now let's take a revote. How many consider it to be auspicious? As far as I can see, you're all very hungry. Well, the devotees considered it the most auspicious time of all. And the Supreme Personality of Godhead considered that the supreme auspicious time of all times to appear in this world, because everyone in all directions was loudly chanting the holy name. According to the scriptures, the chanting of the holy names makes everything all auspicious. And usually, inauspicious things are what causes you to take shelter of the holy name.
Hari Hari. The devotees were in ecstasy. People who would never chant the name of Hari, people who were atheists, people who were agnostics, people who were worshippers of demigods, people who hated Vaishnavas, they were all chanting loudly in the Ganga. Srivas Thakur cried out, "Let this eclipse last forever." And while everyone in all directions were chanting the holy names, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared from the womb of Sachi Mata. Very symbolic also, because it is the holy name that awakens Krishna from within our hearts. It is the holy name that invokes the presence of God. Srivas and his brothers, Adwaita, Haridas, when they saw thousands, tens and thousands of people all chanting the names of Hari, they were dancing and they ran to the Ganga. Just, they didn't care about auspicious, inauspicious. They're not into that kind of stuff. They just ran to the Ganga just to celebrate. Everyone's chanting, and they were chanting and chanting and chanting, dancing ecstatically. And the Lord appeared within this world in the most beautiful golden form. And as soon as he appeared, everything became supremely auspicious. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give the ecstatic love that every heart is yearning for and longing for. And he's come to give it to anyone and everyone. No consideration of one's material qualifications, disqualifications, or even anything they may have done. Just the willingness to accept and to follow this simple process. Kevala Ananda Kanda. And as Burijan Prabhu was so beautifully narrating, the Lord was so beautiful. He simply captivated everyone's heart. As soon as anyone saw that little baby, they just wanted him to be happy. It was the goal of their life. And he would cry. That was worse than death to the relatives and the friends of Jagannath Mishra. Worse than death. This little child is crying. This little child is in anxiety. His smile was their greatest happiness. His tears was their greatest sadness. This is how he induced people. And nothing that anyone did could stop his crying. You could give him milk, you could give him toys, you could rub his head, you could throw him up and down, whatever mothers do, you pat him in the back. I've seen so many different processes.
But nothing worked for little Nimai. The only thing that caused him to stop his crying is when not just one person, several people gathered around and clapped their hands and chanted the holy name. And then he would smile. The smile of the all-beautiful, all-attractive Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rupa Goswami explains that Krishna's form in Vrindavan is supremely sweet. And the most sweetest part of Krishna is his moon-like face. And the sweetest part of his moon-like face is the sweetness of his smile. This was the smile of Lord Gauranga. When Advaitacharya's wife, Sita Thakurani, heard about the child being born of Jagannath Mishra, she came on a palanquin from Shantipur with all sorts of gifts to invoke auspiciousness for the child. And when she saw him, he was so effulgent, he was so beautiful. The first thing that came to her heart is, this is Gopal of Gokul. The exact replica of Krishna, with only one exception. His bluish complexion is now golden. That was her realization. Let's just, tonight's Gaur Purnima. I don't want to overload you with too much philosophy and everything because you've been fasting all day, many of you. But just this meditation. Just imagine that newborn little baby, Nimai, smiling on you. It's Krishna's smile. It's Srimati Radharani's smile. In this beautiful little golden baby. That smile is all-knowing. It's the reservoir of all ecstasy and love. That smile is the embodiment of supreme mercy and compassion. And he's crying. And you know, everybody knew. It only took a day or two for everyone to know exactly the formula. All we have to do to stop his crying and make him smile on us, the ultimate ecstasy of the heart is for him to smile on us. All we have to do is gather together and chant the holy name. So that was the pastime in the house of Jagannath Mishra. Just doing kirtan practically all day, just to see Nimai smile. And if they stop, he would come. In this way, from his earliest infancy, he had established the purpose in which he descended to this world. To give the love of Vrindavan, the spontaneous service, selfless, loving service of the residents of Vrindavan to this world, through the chanting of the names of the Lord. So let this be a meditation in our life. Our goal should be to make Nimai smile. Srila Prabhupada, he
gave his heart, his life, his soul. In fact, he descended from the spiritual world to assist Nimai in his mission. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasada. When we make the guru smile, Krishna smiles. So let us cooperate together very nicely with humble and simple hearts. Without the complications of false ego, ulterior motives, these things spoil everything. A simple heart, a humble heart, a grateful heart, as Vasu Ghosh is teaching us. If we just learn to love and serve each other, to love and serve all other living beings, and in that spirit, Nimai will smile. If we together take shelter of the supreme benediction for all humanity, the holy name. Ten million times louder, please. How many years in a day of Brahma? 4,320,000,000 times louder. Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Go Premanandi. We will now have the annual Gaur Purnima Gaur Arti. There is an announcement and